That was Rat Pack Sports Show's NBA insider, Mr. Nicholas Lane, who just came on and gave us a good hour and a half of NBA talk. Normally, it's usually, you know, a shorter segment, but here at the Rat Pack Sports Show, you know what we do. We make our own calls, so we don't have to listen to somebody on the other side say, hey, we got to go to commercial. We got to pay for our sponsors. Nope. We just run them. When we get on the road, we get on the road. We don't like to break that role. So we just run them. And that was a segment that we just ran it. And always a good conversation with Nicholas Lane. And talking NBA, and ladies and gentlemen, I know he came in, you know, later, but we have Mr. William Graves on the line with us, and he's going to be joining us here for the duration of the show, and we're going to be having Boss Hall Sean Naylor calling in here soon to talk some NFL. And some, you know, training camp news and some interesting news, to say the least. We just had a couple signings here happen while we've been on the show. We'll get into those. We'll also get into Deshaun Watson in Houston at practice. He is running with the fourth string and playing safety. Like, they doing him like mm-hmm. that? They putting the man at safety, like, you know, yep. if all of this stuff comes back and he gets through all this, you know, he's just, I guess they're gonna trade him, because the way that sound like, they don't have no intention on him putting on the Texans jersey in the regular season. If you got this man as a fourth string quarterback and the backup safety, well, I mean, what are you doing, yep. like? You might as well tell this man to stay home. Like, you're literally wasting this man's time.
Oh, that's all it is. And here's the thing. You just said it. This is about to blow up in their face. If this all comes out, like we have talked about, where he gets through this, And he's able to fully play. Do you really think for a minute that his camp is not going to be like, you need to trade us now? You thought this Aaron Rodgers thing was bad? You haven't seen nothing yet. This is about to get nasty. I mean, really nasty. Because, I'm sorry, but the Texans are doing him wrong. Like you just said, they're wasting his time.
Yeah, they is, man. I just don't. You know, I just don't get it, man. I saw that. I was like, what? Safety? I mean, okay. I don't know what's going to happen with all that stuff. I really don't. I really don't know what's going to happen with all that stuff with Watson. You know, some of that stuff is like very, very weird. Like, head scratching details about, you know, what he was doing, but we don't know, and he's already said he don't want to be in Houston, so just send him home, man. Do him like John Gruden did Simeon Rice in 2003, I think it was. He just sent the man home. He said, hey, we'll pay you money not to be here, but get out of my locker room. That might be what the Texans have to do. Let that man get his own trainer and then go and play, go and train on his own until you find a trade partner, because there's no way you're sitting around waiting for the results of this investigation to see what your decision is going to be. To me, you got the man as a four-string quarterback and a safety on defense. You've already made the decision what you're going to do with Deshaun Watson. Because if it's me and I got any plans on him being in that lineup as the Texans' starting quarterback at any point next season, he's going to be taking first at least second-team reps. Obviously, you got to get the guy ready that you feel is going to be your starter quarterback, moving forward until all this stuff is passed. But once this stuff is passed, you know Deshaun Watson is your number one guy. He's got to get reps on that first and second team, not the fourth team. The fourth team quarterback is a guy that you just brought in for training camp meet. That guy don't even make the team. Ever.
Yeah, no, but here's the thing. They got Deshaun Watson behind that guy. Go look at the roster. Go look at the roster for the Houston Texans. The guy that Deshaun Watson is behind is not even mentioned on the roster. I want you to think about this for a second, Derek. They're screwing up. They're screwing up royally. And you know what? Here's the thing. I mean, yeah, they got Tyrod Taylor, and yeah, they got David Mills from Stanford. They drafted him in the second round this year, but you're really gonna hang your hat on David Mills? Because here's the thing, Tyrod Taylor does good this year or whatever, he's gonna be commanded starter buddy again. And if Houston has to swallow this Deshaun Watson contract and all this good stuff, they're gonna be able to afford a Tyrod Taylor starter type money. So now you're riding with David Mills and the guy that you brought in for training camp? Really? You're going to roll with that?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. The... Oh, you know, just when I thought that the Packers were the franchise that made the worst moves to go from a contender to absolutely nothing, the Houston Texans say, here, hold my beer. Man, when is Boss Hogg getting on so he can make some sense of this? Because, man, no, for real, my head hurts. Like, Derek, let me ask you something. You're Deshaun Watson, and you report in, and they say you're going to be the backup safety and the four-string quarterback. What do you say to them?
Repeat that again.
I said, if you're Deshaun Watson, say you're Deshaun Watson, and you walk into training camp, and they tell you that they're moving you to backup safety at four-string quarterback, what are you saying to them?
What am I saying to them? Hmm. What are you saying to him if it was you?
Man, do you all just want me to go home now?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? My words would probably be, I have no idea, bro. I mean, what you said was perfect. What you said was perfect. So that'll probably be something similar.
What else are those moves? What message are those moves sending to him? You tell me what they are sending to him.
To me, we know what it's sending to him. Hey, you're not going to be a part of this organization. But, I mean, he don't want to be a part of the organization either. So, but they said, if you're not here, we're going to find you. We're going to find you for not being here, and but I am here. And you got me running 415 reps and playing defense. I was just Pro Bowl starting quarterback since I came out of college. Now I'm running 15 reps, and what are you finding me for? You're not even making value of me being here. So now it's just a game.
The only, and I just came up with this. The only thing that I honestly think that the Texans could say is that they are protecting him from injury because he is going to be their starting quarterback. Honestly, I'm even saying it, and I don't even believe it.
Yeah, man.
So now that the Houston Texans are going to be drafting another quarterback next year. Well, wait, no, they can't do that because they traded away that first round pick too.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know what? I know who is going to be the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans next year. I just thought about this. It's going to be Johnny the Money Man Manziel. Johnny Manziel is going to be the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans. Good old Texas boy. Played at Texas A&M. It's going to be a redemption story. And look, you ain't got to pay him a lot either. This man would probably pay for a bag of Skittles.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I agree with you on that one. So, what we're going to do here, because we haven't taken a break yet, so we're going to take our first break. It might be our first and only break for music here, but we're going to take it. And when we get back, we're going to continue this show here on the Rat Pack Sports Show Live, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR, and also on the Rat Pack Radio, WRPR app. We'll be back after this. Yeah. all right, all right. Rat Pack Sports Show. We back in the building. Another week. Live Rat Pack Radio, WRPR, on the air here. We got one more segment left. We're going to have Boss Hog here calling in soon. And we have Rat Pack Sports Show, Mr. William Graves, on the line with us now. What's going on, brother? If he's still here. Just get kind of quiet. Oh, there he is.
Yes, I am still here. Nothing, man. Just trying to wrap my head around this Deshaun Watson thing. It don't make sense.
He's going to be a little late. So we'll continue the show and we'll get into some NFL talk until he comes on and is able to, you know, join us in the conversation. So let's go ahead and get started here. And hold on. All right, so we're here, man.
Oh, so I got some football. I got a football question for you. It's not pro, but it's college, and I want your take on Oklahoma and Texas joining the SEC.
You know, I think. You know, I think it's a good move, but what I don't like about it is, you know, we've had a realignment before in college, and that's how the Power Five was created, and they created a whole playoff system mm-hmm. around the Power Five, and only four of the Power Five conferences actually represented the freaking playoff system. So, from the very beginning, it was screwed up. From the very beginning, they've now since fixed that. They're going to add, you know, more playoff teams, which they should have started out with this number. A playoff is not four. That's bull crap. Like, you can't label mm-hmm. yourself the best team in the country if you only had to go through two teams to get there.
Right.
You know, Division One, Double A, Division Two. They've had a playoff system in place since forever. They get it done. They do a real playoff system that decides a real champion. So,
you know, I think that we're going to see Division One going to that type of playoff system. If you remember, I said a while back that by the time the dust settles, you're going to have 10 to 12 conferences is what you're going to have.
Well, I'm okay with, as long as it's a legitimate playoff system, I don't care, you know, how they do it. But if you're going to boast and gloat about your Power Five, then you need to have one representative from each conference in your playoff system, period. It doesn't matter if mm-hmm. Alabama is the favorite. It don't matter if LSU is the favorite. It don't matter if Ohio State is the favorite. You need to have one representative from each one of those Power Five conferences in that playoff format. Well, or what was the point of the whole realignment? because people still getting, you got a whole conference that get left out every year. And who's to say what?
Here's my thing.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say who's to say one of those teams from that other conference get hot at the right time and they run the table?
Right. Well, the thing is that I don't know how much you're keeping up on this, but right now with Texas and Oklahoma leaving the Big 12 no later than the 2025 college football season. So you're talking four years at the latest from this season. You're probably going to see an entire conference disappear, because now the AAC, which has Cincinnati, University of Central Florida, UAB, South Florida, they want to merge with the remaining teams of the Big 12. So that right there, if that happens, you're going to that's automatically going to take one conference out of it. And maybe that won't be such a bad thing. But the thing is that, like we have been saying all along, every conference should be represented. And every conference, in order to be represented, it should have a conference championship, like the SEC championship, the ACC championship, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, you have the capability of making this happen. Now, here is the team that I am keeping a very close eye on, and that's the University of Notre Dame, because Notre Dame right now has a pretty okay college football program. Okay, but here's the thing: when all the dust settles, I don't see there being an independent conference. I really don't. And if that's the case, then Notre Dame is going to have to, they're going to have to do one or two things. They're either A, going to have to link up with another conference, or B, they're going to have to go from Division 1A to Division 2A. And everything to keep their independence. My question for you is, if you're the Notre Dame athletic director, how important is it to remain independent?
Well, for Notre Dame, man, you know, if I'm Notre Dame, for them, it's a bonus for them to join a conference. You know, I think, you know, Notre Dame has the world on their shoulders. They're in control of everything. So it's actually a benefit to the conference for Notre Dame to join, opposed to Notre Dame benefiting from joining the conference, because they're just in a different class. They can stay independent and they'll still be one of the most higher profit teams or schools from a sports standpoint in the country. That's just how they roll. So Notre Dame, the ACC want Notre Dame to join, because Notre Dame joining the ACC is great for the ACC. But it may not be great for Notre Dame, who can pretty much make their own schedule against anybody they want. Opposed to going to the ACC and having them play that conference schedule, which is weak compared to the schedule that Notre Dame plays on a year-to-year basis, just scheduling games against some of the top teams. So
okay, now you brought up the ACC, and we talked about this in the chat room, and we saw the articles disputing the rumor and everything about Clemson and Florida State wanting to join the SEC. Now here's the thing. We have seen in the past colleges coming out and disputing rumors like that and then turn around and it'd be true.
Yeah.
So my question for you is this. Florida State and Clemson leaves the ACC for the SEC. Mm-hmm. You now have 18 teams in the SEC. You have over half of the college football top 25 in one conference. And this is coming from an SEC guy. You guys know me, diehard Auburn fan, SEC guy all the way. How does allowing them to join the conference, how does that create competitiveness through the other conferences? Because I don't think it does. Because now you have Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma. Okay, I just named three of the top four teams over the last 3 years consistently in college football. Mm-hmm. And now they're all in one conference?
Yeah.
Where does the line get drawn?
It's greed. You know, at the end of the day, it's just greed. And it's, you know, like you said, when it is the line drawn. And I like to see some balance, you know, in sports. I believe fully that sports suffer when you lose the balance, the competitive balance in your respect to sport. And with the NCAA.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, realigning, and this is just for football, because basketball, it's a totally different animal. But for football, the, you know, realignment of the conferences and teams moving here, teams moving there, based on the possibility of them having a chance to, you know, make the tournament and all this and that, I think that's bad for college football. It diluted, well, not really diluted, but it caused a major imbalance. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are a fan of schools, so they have to root for their conference and all this and that. And to me, I don't care. I just want to see balance. I just want to see quality football being played in the Power Five schools. I fully believe that even the lower conferences should get an opportunity, because you just never know, you know. So the whole way the playoff system been set up, I've been speaking my piece about it for since they brought it out, and I think it, you know, from the very jump, it should have been realigned to, you know, give those smaller schools opportunity, a chance to get into the dance, because you just never know. Even I know people want to say, well, they're just small schools, but at the end of the day, the game's got to be played. So, you know, give them a chance. Every team that won their division should get a chance to play in the playoff with a few wild card teams in the middle of all that. So, you know, for me, I just think, you know, the whole Power Five system is just a bunch of bull crap. And it's been
garbage since it was created.
Yeah, and it's only designed to put money in the pocket of the big schools. Small schools still get ignored, And at the end of the day, it's not going to keep going down like that because people don't like it. So that's what we see now. But, ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring him on in. He's on the line with us now. Rat Pat Sports Show, NFL/fantasy football guru himself, Boss Hog, Sean Naylor. What's going on, brother?
The guru.
Yes, the guru. You hear that, William? The guru.
The guru.
The guru that lost to me not once, not twice, but three times last year. Three.
That's more than two.
That's three. You had three chances to beat me.
I saw something the other day, and it reminded me of you.
Did you watch the video of the Buccaneers unwrapping their championship rings and saying,
That's what
William Graves is. William Graves is a champion. Quote.
Want me at my best, and if you want me for the future, then forget my.
Oh, and I mean, and we can forget about last year, because I fully intend to mop the floor with you again this year.
We are gonna forget about college.
We are. Because you better be doing some extra homework, and maybe this year. We don't pick a quarterback that gets taken out in the third quarter.
Not the third quarter. It was taken out with 2 minutes left in the game.
Same difference.
And I needing two freaking completions from him, and I would have beat you.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda, did it.
That's all in the past. It's all said and done. It's all over. You.
By the way, when are we doing our draft?
Probably the week.
Sunday.
Huh? Hold on. Oh, yeah. I thought you said it's like this Sunday. I'm like, huh? We usually do it after that last preseason game. Obviously, they only have three preseason games, but I think the schedule as far as weeks are still the same. So it'll be that week before the first game. On Thursday night, right?
Thursday night, September 5th, right?
No, September 9th is when the season starts.
Yeah, but September 5th is that Thursday night kickoff, right?
No, September 9th is the Thursday night kickoff. The season starts on September 12th. The Sunday, September 12th is the actual season, is the first Sunday of the season. The Bucks and the Cowboys play on September 9th.
Yeah.
So, Boss Hog, me and Derek were talking about this, and we need your expertise in this situation to shine some light on what is going on with Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans. Please help us make it make sense.
I think they are preparing for him to be placed on the commissioner's list. That's why they are not placing him in reps with the starters. They want to get those starting reps with the, whoever's going to be the quarterback, more than likely probably Tyrod Taylor. But I think that's what they're doing. They're prepping for him to be put on the commissioner's exempt list. Now, currently, he cannot be put on the commissioner's exempt list because there is no criminal charges against him at this time. It's all civil charges. So, but he is being investigated criminally right now. I guess some videos and stuff have come out within the last week or so of these women describing certain things that Deshaun Watson would do while he was being, while he was getting his massage, et cetera, et cetera. So, So he is being investigated criminally by the city of Houston. And I think if he is charged criminally, then he will be put on the commissioner's exempt list.
So this is my thing. I guess I understand it. Okay, but here's the thing. So let's say that this investigation takes all football season before anything is done. So you're going to sit there and waste an entire year of a Pro Bowl quarterback because of what might happen.
Well,
at some point,
I think if they get the proper offer, they will trade him.
Okay.
But they've got to get the proper offer.
Yeah, but okay, so this brings up another question. Who's gonna offer them anything? I can name you one team right now that would be in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. Denver Broncos. I would throw the Indianapolis Colts in there, but the Colts are looking more for a standing guy till Carson Wentz gets better than they do wanting a future quarterback, which they may already have on their roster if Carson Wentz doesn't come back this year, and Jacob Eason. And so, I mean, you can't really throw the Colts in there. Maybe possibly the Miami Dolphins, but I don't see them making a move like that until the end of this year, until after they see what they have in Tua Tagovailoa. So who else is there? You got three potential teams that may make an offer for Deshaun Watson. May. And that's a pretty big may. Oh, I'm sorry. And I forgot your team, the Washington football team. To me, and I can't believe I didn't name them second. But those two teams right there, their quarterback position is not exactly set. So at the end of the day, you have Denver and you have Washington. There's not a lot of suitors out there. So at some point, you either A, have to get him off of your payroll, or B, you need to use whatever influence you have on the Houston Police Department to hurry up and get this investigation done.
I'm not sure how.
I don't think you're gonna see Denver trade for him.
No.
I don't think you're going to see Washington trade for him. I think the only team right now that you would see make a move for him is Philly.
Philly?
Yeah.
You don't think that they're going to try to write that Jalen Hurts thing?
No, there is a lot of behind the scenes talk about him going to Philly.
Interesting. Philly actually never crossed my mind.
Yeah, it's on the DL type chatter. And I get it from a lot of the, guys that I follow. Good sources. These aren't junk sources. They're good sources, solid sources that I get a lot of stuff from. That Philly is on the Deshaun Watson watch.
I guess it makes sense to a point, but
he won't go to Indy. Don't even think they're gonna. He won't go to Indy.
No. I mean, Indy right now, like I said, they need that placeholder guy, because essentially, that's what the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts is going to be, is a placeholder for when Carson Wentz gets back. Now,
he won't go to Indy for one, because they got Wentz. For two, he's in the same division. They won't trade him within the division.
Well, no, that's true too. I guess Philly works. I just always thought that they were trying to ride that Jalen Hurts train. To see what they had in him. I mean, no, they didn't spend a first round pick on him, but they did spend a second round pick on him. And shouldn't you kind of see what you got with Hurts before you make a.
They're under a new coaching staff, and the new coach may not want Hurts.
Well, and this is true too. So, I guess you could see Hurts, you know, being traded away or something along those lines if they got Watson, or I mean, Hurts stays on the team and goes to the number two on the depth chart. But does Philly have the cap space to absorb Deshaun Watson's salary. Because you have to think that that's going to be one of Houston's, I guess you could say, stipulations, is that they're going to want somebody to absorb that contract. Because Houston's not going to want that contract on their books.
No, they're not going to want that contract on their books. I'm trying to look right now to see what Philly's cap space is after today. They just opened up $14 million today. And I don't think they would get rid of Jalen Hurts. I think they would be Jalen Hurts would be number two behind Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. I mean, I can agree. I could go along with that assessment.
So it looks like Philly currently has doesn't represent because there's no way. They look like they got about 20. If this is not, so if this does not show today's moves, which I'm pretty certain it probably does not, Philly has about 26 million, which puts them roughly third in the NFL in open cap space.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess they could take on that Deshaun Watson contract. Now, let me ask you about another team, and it's a team that we have talked in circles about this offseason, the Green Bay Packers. Now, we all have agreed that Aaron Rodgers is probably not going to be a Packer next year. Any chance that Green Bay maybe kicks the tires on Deshaun Watson?
Or, not right now.
Or is it going to, or are they going to focus all their time and energy to convince Aaron Rodgers to stay?
No. They're not going to kick the tires on Deshaun Watson this year. Simply because that would be a slap in the face to Aaron Rodgers and the restructure that they just went through.
Well, I mean, they have Rodgers, a history of slapping Aaron Rodgers in the face.
Rodgers is their quarterback for 2021.
Okay.
Rodgers is their quarterback for 2021. Rodgers will not be their quarterback in 2022. Maybe Deshaun Watson in 2022, but you have eventually got to see if Rodgers is not your quarterback next year in 2022, which I would I'll go to Vegas with $1,000 that he won't be. You've got to.
As far as I know, MJF Grant is taking bets on that.
Yeah, I know they are. You've got to see what you have in Jordan Love. So I don't.
Yeah,
think
but
you're gonna take. You're not going to take a chance on a kid. You're not going to throw your future on a kid in Deshaun Watson when you've done spent the first round pick on Jordan Love, who's a kid you moved up five spots to pick.
Okay, but now I'm going to question your theory for just a second. Okay. Could it be that the Packers have already made up their mind on Jordan Love? Because I mean, so think about this for a second. Aaron Rodgers walked away, or he took some time off to reevaluate whatever. They pressed the panic button and started bringing in all these other quarterbacks. If you have some inkling that Jordan Love may be your guy, why are you trying so hard to get Aaron Rodgers back into the building, and why are you bringing in other quarterbacks when you already have three on your roster? And we're not talking journeyman quarterbacks here. We're talking about quarterbacks that maybe could possibly potentially start, like Blake Bortles. Okay.
Gotta have that security blanket. I mean, Jordan Love was going into the season until Aaron Rodgers decided to come back and until they worked out the restructure with Rodgers, Jordan Love was the starting quarterback.
Okay. But the thing is that they were trying like hell to get Rodgers back into the building.
Well, they have to do that. They have to do that.
They don't
as
have
an organization,
to.
As an well, yeah, they have that all that money sitting out there. Otherwise, what are you gonna do? Just throw that money away? You're throwing that money away
you listen to a team like the Broncos that made a pretty decent offer for Aaron Rodgers, and you trade them and you get that money off of your books.
Because you still have $20 million in dead cap space.
$20 million in dead cap space, but you're not paying that $34, $35 million. And you're sure as hell not paying what they're paying him now with the restructure, because now he's really getting paid. So if you had some confidence that Jordan Love is your guy, you don't go and make those moves. So to me, I'm just kind of wondering if they've already made up their mind on Jordan Love that he's not their guy.
Just
throwing it out there, Boss Hog.
23 boys. So Rodgers' 2021 salary has been adjusted to $27 million. Next year, if he's still on the team, which he won't be, his cap number is $46 million. But his 2021 salary is $27 million.
Okay. So now you go from 20 to 27 million. Now, is that 27 million? That's that cap space, right?
27 million is his cap number, yeah.
Okay. So now you just added 7 million on to your dead cap space. I mean, unless you find a team that is going to take all of it, and I'm not even sure that that's legal. So, to me, the moves that they made and everything like that, I actually question their...
His dead cap number now... post June 1 trade. So his dead cap number now is 19 million. He's a $7.9 million cap saving if they were to trade him now.
I'm sorry, how much was that dead cap hit?
19 million.
Okay. So they didn't go up, it actually went down a million and everything. Now can they sell off their dead cap space and to another team? To make it to where they don't have any dead cap space, or is that just...
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's
yours. That's yours to keep. The only thing you can do, which is why you see a lot of guys who are released at the beginning of the new year designated with post June 1st statuses. Like if I was a GM and you were my player and I'm like, look, dude, it's time to move on. We're going to, you know, we can't afford you anymore. You don't want to restructure, yada, yada, yada. We're going to release you, but we're going to tell the NFL that we're not releasing you until after June 1st. That way we can spread your dead cap hit over 2 years. So that's why you see a lot of those bigger salary guys. I'll report it, you know, I'll put it in the chat room, you know, in February or whatever, saying so-and-so was released, designated post June 1st. And then come June 1st, you'll get an official transaction from the NFL that says that same person was released by his previous team, because that's when it becomes official, is after June 1st, even though he was released, told he was being released from his team.
But now, are they allowed to go to another team before they're released by one team?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So once they're released, so if I cut you in February, you're released, you clear waivers, you become a free agent. The transaction doesn't become official until June 1st.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like a whole futures thing. Like, say if you set up to pay your credit card bill on the 21st of August, and or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's similar to that. Yeah. So, but he's not going to be. He's not going to be there next year. This is his last year in Green Bay. We all know that. They gave him permission to, in this new contract, that he can find his own team. Next year and whatnot. So.
Okay, now I do have a question about that. Now, they gave him permission to find his own team. Does that mean that he can talk to teams now?
No.
Okay.
No, that'd be tampering.
Yeah, but I mean, if they said, hey, you can go find your own team, I mean, to me, I mean, I would kind of.
It's got to happen in the off season. Be an off season thing.
Let me ask you this: do you think it's cool? Do you think that this is going to be a Peyton Manning type free agency courting, or do you think it's going to be like a Tom Brady free agency type courting?
Tom Brady, as in it's quiet.
Yes.